The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 0 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Lana Brady, and here are today's headlines. Are masks making a comeback? The cost of filling jobs and taking seniors off the roads. Masks may become a norm again. With emergency rooms filling up, Quebec's College of Physicians want people to wear masks. Simon Riopel is following the story live from Concordia's Loyola campus. Simon, does it look like we are going to be wearing masks in public spaces anytime soon?
Well, there are two parts to this question. Specialists and doctors say that masks should definitely be worn in public, but they also say that they shouldn't exactly be mandated, as mandates are really tough to enforce, and people have gotten tired over time of measures, and they might not just respect the mandate. I've spoken with Dr. Michael Kalin, who's a family physician and medical director at GMF Santé Kildare, and here's what he had to say.
The first thing is, should we be wearing masks? The answer is absolutely yes. The second question is, should we have a mandate? Mandates are difficult to enforce. The population is tired, frustrated, confused.
And Simon, why are people worrying now?
Well, people are worrying because emergency rooms are overcrowded and there needs to be some pressure removed from the health system. For example, I was looking at data this morning and the occupancy rate at Montreal General Hospital's emergency room was at 165%. Usually in the fall, it means flu season and positive respiratory viruses numbers are soaring. This year, there's a mix of COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viruses. And it's particularly bad for kids and infants who have not been exposed to such viruses in the last 2 years because they were isolated due to COVID measures.
So are we ready to enforce masks once again?
Well, I'm standing right next to the mask dispenser here at Concordia University's Loyola campus, and it is empty. But masks are usually easier to understand and to wear for people than, you know, other measures such as the vaccine passport. It's easier for people to wear, and it's easier for stores or retail or public spaces actually to enforce. Some view it as a necessary temporary sacrifice, and they're just willing to do it for a short period of time to, you know, relieve some of the pressure on the health system. I spoke with Selena Haikalis, manager at L'Esprit Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, and here's what she had to say on the matter.
If they're going to do the same thing, I don't think the masks will hurt too much because people got used to this pretty quickly. But if they bring back something like the passport, then for sure it would.
Thank you, Simon. On Sunday evening, police divers recovered a 76-year-old woman's body after her car plunged into the Lachine Canal in La Salle. This car skidded into the canal at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Witnesses said the driver was speeding when the accident happened. The car and the lone driver were completely submerged when police, firefighters, and paramedics arrived on the scene. Police are still investigating if mechanical failure was involved. Some drivers are being asked to hand over their keys. The SAAQ is implementing new rules for people with neurological disorders. Oliver Jadjoun has talked to experts. So, Oliver, what does this mean for drivers?
This actually doesn't affect all drivers, but the SAAQ just announced this month that they will no longer require people who've been diagnosed with neurocognitive issues to do a road test in order to keep their licenses. Instead, once a diagnosis is made by a doctor, that person will have their license revoked. 90% of people tested in 2020 actually kept their licenses, 40% of those with restrictions.
So, Oliver, why is the SAAQ implementing this now?
Well, the SAAQ is deciding to go through with this for two main reasons. One, they say it would help with road safety and minimize risks. And two, they say that defining the rule more black and white makes it easier for the administrative level to decide who can and who cannot hold a permit. This new rule aims to increase the percentage of drivers actually getting their license suspended or having their class changed. That was just 0.08% in 2020.
And Oliver, who is most impacted by this rule change?
The people most impacted by this change are Quebecers over the age of 75. This group is more likely to go through neurocognitive screening and therefore more likely to get diagnosed with diseases. People suffering from cataract and muscle degeneration may also be impacted. In Quebec, around 1.2 million license holders are above the age of 65.
Thanks, Oliver. A new report lists the top 10 most stolen cars in Canada, and SUVs are at the top of the list. There has been a total of 4,117 SUV thefts just this year. Thanks to its port, Montreal has become a prime hunting ground for organized auto theft rings. The stolen cars are shipped by boat to be sold overseas, and the money from the thefts is used to fund organized crime and terrorism Canada and internationally. Auto thefts are costing Canadians millions of dollars and putting a burden on the justice system. Quebec's labor shortage is hitting small and medium businesses especially hard this year. There are all sorts of proposals on how to tackle this shortage. One of them is employee training. Here's Dana Hashway with the report.
Over the last year, job vacancies in Quebec have skyrocketed. To combat that, some small and medium businesses are focusing on better training. 71% of them believe they could invest more in that if only the government could lower their operating costs. Executive Director of Youth Employment Services, Akhit Shidikov, believes the province could be doing more.
Everybody agrees that lifelong learning is the new standard now for training people, and it's about always, you know, throughout your career, bettering yourself. So that's the underlying philosophy right now. And government should be a big part of that.
But a recent report shows only a quarter of these businesses are aware of provincial hiring and training resources that already exist. In that case, Francis Beroubet from the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses says that doesn't mean the government gets a free pass.
The government of Quebec have to explain better what they do for small business, and better communication about the existing program.
YES Executive Director Chitikov explains that at the end of the day, it falls on everyone working together.
Business and government have to work together. All of us have to work together.
For Concordia News, I'm Dana Hashway.
The Boston Bruins keep winning at home. The Green Bay Packers finally end their losing streak, and we now know the two teams that will play in the Grey Cup final. Here's Erica Tremblay with sports news.
Towards the empty net, scores!
This was the sum in Boston yesterday after their fifth goal of the night. They beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. The Big Bad Bruins are still perfect at home with a ninth straight win. The Laval Rockets' rocky start of the season is not over yet, as they lost 4-1 against the Hershey Bears.
This time, the Argos wrote a different story from 1 year ago. They scored early, they scored often.
This was the sum in the BMO Field yesterday as the Toronto Argonauts won 34-27 against the Montreal Alouettes. Four teams were playing in the CFL to get the chance to play in the Grey Cup final, and the verdict is in. The Toronto Argonauts will play against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Regina on Sunday, November 20th. Winnipeg will be heading into the final with the third consecutive championship in mind.
Rogers throws Lazard! Open field! Alan Lazard in a foot race inside the 20!
Yesterday's matches in the NFL started in Germany, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Seattle Seahawks 21-16. But this was not the most memorable moment of the day. The highlight of the night happened in Green Bay. The Packers finally ended their losing streak with a win of 31-28 against the Dallas Cowboys in overtime. It looks like all it needed for them to end their five-game losing streak was playing in -3-degree weather.
In entertainment news, multiple artists have pulled out of performing at the World Cup. Taylor Swift cleans up at an award show, and $100 million is given to who? Here's our arts muse, Sarah Hartunian.
She gives with her heart. What she's done for kids, literacy, and so many other things is just incredible. It's my great honor to welcome our 2022 Courage and Civility Award recipient up onto the stage, Dolly Parton.
In a rich person gives another rich person money event, Dolly Parton received $100 million by billionaire Jeff Bezos. The announcement took place at his Bezos Award for Courage and Civility ceremony on Sunday as he pledged to give away most of his fortune. In other news, Jewish groups have denounced the French rapper Freeze Corleone to perform in Montreal. The rapper is set to perform at the Olympia on December 4th, but his anti-Semitic lyrics and public comments have made Jewish groups like B'nai B'rith Canada and Centre for Israel and Jewish Affairs send letters to the venue owners urging them to cancel the show. The MTV EMA Awards knew that Taylor Swift was trouble when she walked in, as she nabbed four awards including Best Pop, Best Artist, and Best Long-Form Video for her single All Too Well.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye.
Break My Heart artist Dua Lipa has indeed broken the hearts of the FIFA World Cup committee by announcing that she is pulling out of performing at the Doha World Cup due to not fulfilling all of the human rights pledges that they promised. Another artist was British singer Rod Stewart. He denied £1 million sterling or quid for performing due to the same reasons.
Thanks, Saro. Are you tired of the hassle of planes and airports but want to travel in style? New American startups are offering luxury buses as a greener and more relaxing way to travel. They include Wi-Fi, food services, toilets, and wide reclinable seats. It's cheaper than planes, that's for sure. A one-way trip from New York City to Washington, D.C. costs between $135 and $271 Canadian dollars. The luxury buses are a greener alternative to planes that may be coming to Canada. Now, I wonder if they can do anything about the crying babies. Unfortunately, the abnormal warm weather we've been having has ended. The cold is catching up to us with a high of only 2 degrees today and then barely hovering over zero for the rest of the week. And dust off your snow boots because we are expecting 5 centimeters of snow on Wednesday and a few flurries throughout the week. That's your news to 1129. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Anna Brady.